Welcome to the newly renovated Rico's Pool Hall Tattoo Parlor and Liver Lounge. I'm Will Green.
And I'm D. Scott Graham.
And we thank you for joining us today on Oh My Liver,
a podcast about friendship, cirrhosis, and everything in between. We're in this together. Hey everyone, it's Scott here with a quick condition cue update. These will be our shorter episodes where either Will or myself will pop in with a short solo episode to give you the latest on how we're both doing when major things happen, without you having to wait for a full episode. Think of it as a health check-in with our dash of theater flair. We'll call them condition cues, and updates on Will, we'll call condition cues Will Call, and updates on me, we'll call condition cue Scott Script. And then for both of us, we'll call them a condition cue double act. This one's a double act. All right, so let's start with Will. He's had a rough stretch. He spent the past week in the hospital. The big culprits were colitis and ascites, which basically means his gut and abdomen were staging their own tragic drama. And on top of all that, his white blood cell count has dropped. That's called leukopenia. And here's the chain reaction as it happens. Cirrhosis can cause portal hypertension, which makes the spleen enlarge. That's called splenomegaly. Then the spleen starts trapping and destroying white blood cells, a condition known as hypersplenism. The scary part is that low white blood cell counts mean a higher risk of infection, which is a major concern for anyone with cirrhosis. Now, he's also dealing with excessive kidney injury, and doctors placed a new drain port to help him manage fluid buildup. This one is for a paracentesis for fluid retention in the abdomen, and he already had one for a thoracentesis to help him manage his pleural effusion. So now he has both, so he can self-manage his fluid retention without having to make appointments and wait for procedures. And the super good news is he's being referred to Tampa General Hospital Transplant Center by his gastroenterologist, which is a big step forward, a huge step forward in his care. But honestly, here's the reality. Will still can't work. And on top of all the medical challenges, he's facing some domestic ones too. He needs a bigger place to live, a place where his medical team can have access to giving him the treatment he needs, but still with enough room that his sister, his two nephews, and his best friend are able to reside as well, which is tricky financially. So he set up a GoFundMe to help him manage these costs. Now, if you're listening and you feel moved to support him, please check that out. Every little bit helps, and I can tell you for honest real, it means the world to him. Will is such a humble, nice, beautiful human being. If you can at all help him out, it is greatly appreciated. All right, so now on to me. Let's see, last week I was in excruciating pain from a toothache, the kind that makes you question all your life choices. I finally went to the dentist, and it turns out I've got a lot of dental work over the next 3 or 4 months. This past Friday, 2 teeth had to be extracted because of a raging infection. I'm currently on heavy antibiotics, and I've got 2 root canals, some caps, and deep cleaning coming up in my future. Now, here's the wild part. I've realized that many of the extreme gastro symptoms I was dealing with weren't really from my cirrhosis at all. They were from the dental infection. As the antibiotics have kicked in, a lot of those symptoms have started to fade. I tell you, it is amazing how much an infection in the mouth can affect the entire body. That being said, Friday evening after the extractions, I hit a wall. Physically, mentally, and emotionally. My tank was completely empty. I broke down. And I want to give a huge shout out to Leslie, my housemate and future primary caretaker post-transplant. Leslie was there 1,000% for me, and I couldn't be more grateful. Thank you so much, Leslie. All right, well, so that's where we both are. Will's fighting hard through hospital stays and getting his transplant referrals, and I'm discovering that sometimes the villain isn't cirrhosis, but a rogue tooth. Thanks for tuning in to this Condition Q double act, as it were, for this one. These shorter updates are our way of keeping you in the loop without you having to wait for a full episode. Also, if you'd like to support Will, please be sure to check out the GoFundMe page. Again, anything you can do, even if it seems trivial, is so helpful, and Will will be so, so appreciative. So as always, thank you for listening, laughing, and walking through this journey with us. Until next time, this is Scott signing off. Peace, my friends.